Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Brian Bilowski, Heather Markle, and Simon Coles. The question I would like to ask is, how do you professionally accept an apology? Simon, can you kick us off?
So I wonder about the word professional in that. Okay. Surely accepting an apology is a human thing to do, if that makes sense. Maybe if a vendor apologizes to a customer for not meeting their things or whatever, you might have some sort of, I'm sure purchasing people might have an opinion about it. I think outside of that, it's surely just a normal human interaction, and do the same to your spouse as you would to somebody in your professional life. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I disagree. Heather, what do you think? I see you nodding.
Yeah, well, because I also question the word professional, because it made me think that it's not really an apology. See, professional to me adds this layer that it's like, maybe not sincere, maybe not honest. It's cool. It's collected. But so I don't know that I want to apologize professionally. I think I want to apologize honestly.
So the first thing I thought about in that question, and I agree with both Heather and Simon, but the idea of what was the effect that needed the apology? Could it be a larger issue that they, again, it was a vendor that didn't meet a deadline that they were supposed to meet? How detrimental was it to your business and your client that you were dealing with? What were the after effects of everything going on with? If it was a minor one, the response could be pretty easy. But if it was a major one, how do you make them know that you're not really, you may not be satisfied with the apology. It may not be enough to take care of everything that needs to be done. I guess it depends on the case.
You're right. I think that there are different types of apologies. There's apology that says, I'm sorry, stop being mad. And there's the, I'm sorry, I did something wrong. I'm going to make it better. I'm going to fix it. So you're right, Brian. I think it depends upon the kind of apology. If you get a, I'm sorry, stop being mad apology, as professionally, you have to handle that, I think, by saying, I appreciate your apology, but the problem still exists. We have to solve it.
Maybe the worst apology you can get is, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
How is that helping anybody at that point? So again, it really depends on how the situation is being handled.
So if you're in a professional situation where you get an apology that's basically, I'm sorry you feel that way, which isn't helpful and doesn't solve the problem, how do you respond to that in a professional manner?
At that point, you have to say, well, how are we going to fix this issue? And then what are you going to do to rectify the problem that exists? I mean, there has to be some solution to it.
Yeah, I think when I hear the word apology, I infer a sort of an emotional intent, a regret that the situation's happened. That's probably not appropriate in a professional situation. In a professional situation, you just want it fixed. Sometimes you might have a situation where maybe a vendor or something like that is trying to give you an emotional apology because they can't fix the underlying problem. Mm. So maybe the answer to professionally accept an apology is ignore the apology and focus on not being here again.
Well, I agree with all of those. And also, I think to your point, Simon, about maybe the vendor can't fix it. I don't, when somebody says to me, I'm sorry you feel that way, that does sort of put me, makes me a little uncomfortable. But I think these days with the pandemic, I also feel like more and more maybe vendors can't handle everything. And that more than being handling an apology professionally, I wonder if we have to handle apologies compassionately. Mm.
And how does that, if you handle an apology compassionately, how do you get the problem solved in a professional way?
I think it's about looking at, so here's what I wanted and what I expected. Mm-hmm. This is what happened and it didn't meet my expectations or my desires. What can we do from this point onwards? And working with them, because probably if I try to push them to meet exactly what I wanted in these days, I might not get that. Mm-hmm. So the end result might look different than we both expected it to look.
Mm-hmm. To Simon's point, ignore the apology and work on a solution. The other situation you can end up in a professional setting is we are people in professional settings, and sometimes things happen that do have an emotional component, or you hurt someone's feelings, or you say something wrong, and you can apologize profusely, and the person can either say, oh, you know, it was nothing, which isn't true, or they can say, oh, you were so wrong. How could you do this? Which also isn't a super helpful response to an apology.
I would argue that the whole concept of professional is wrong. Whenever I hear the word professional, people are bringing in behaviors and rules that would not be acceptable in any other sphere of life. And yeah, I you know, be professional about it. Don't be a person. What, really?
Mm-hmm. Right. Someone could be having a bad day and just take the apology the wrong way. I mean, there are times when I've seen things that have gone wrong and clients would just break everyone down, not taking an apology and just going crazy on the person that did something wrong. And that's just because they were having a bad day. Should they have done it that way? No. It doesn't help anybody, doesn't serve any purpose. And they just want to express their anger or vent. But you want to be able to kind of step back and go, all right, well, I have to eat this. It was our fault anyway. Receiving that response back, you just have to learn from it. But receiving the apology from someone else that way, and it's just your level of acceptance. It's your, how do we determine that's going to, you know, again, work in their favor and our favor.
I'm kind of with Simon on this because as humans, we have emotion. And when you say the word professional, it makes me think that I shouldn't be expressing my emotion. Maybe I shouldn't take this in when I'm super emotional and my response might warrant another apology to the person. But I think being able to say, I appreciate your apology. And also I need to tell you, this really hurt me, or this really screwed up our, you know, the customers or whatever the situation is, being able to express all that, I think is important.
I think one of the things that as humans we make the mistake of is that we will often, when someone apologizes, we're so awkward about accepting an apology that we say, oh, you know, it's fine. It doesn't matter. And that's not true. That's not true whether you're in a professional environment or a personal situation. And I know, Simon, in your organization, you have a really great policy about people bringing their whole self to work. So I think accepting apology in your organization is probably easier than it might be in more professional, buttoned up kind of organizations.
Yeah, because they're allowed to be human.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so I think when it comes to accepting an apology professionally, I like the idea of being able to say, I appreciate that you apologized and I need to talk about it a little bit more, because I think sometimes people apologize and they feel like, okay, door closed, now we're done with that. And that may not be the case. You may need to have continuing conversation. So being able to accept the apology and then say, and how are we going to fix it? Or, and I need to continue speaking about it, I think is an ideal way of handling it professionally.
Because that's kind of like the social norm, isn't it? When somebody apologizes, you close the issue. So it's actually quite manipulative to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Which is especially if someone says, I'm sorry, stop being mad at me. If that's the whole point of their sorry is for you to stop being angry, they're manipulating the situation and asking you to basically swallow however you feel about it, which isn't appropriate personally or professionally.
I don't think I've had many apologies in a professional setting. Or had to make them. Yeah, I can't think.
Fortunate really. For you.
I mean, does it happen lots for people? I don't know.
When I was working in the corporate space, I certainly stepped on people's toes by accident on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Just this week, I have an electronic device that works with my phone. It wasn't working, and I contacted customer support, and they said, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. We're having a server issue. They told me exactly what was happening, apologized for that it was happening. Said they're working on it. Then they got back to me and said, you know, it's fixed. How's it going? Do this. Do you need any more help? I really appreciated that. I felt seen, heard, acknowledged, all the things I needed.
But sometimes it can be a preemptive apology. I mean, I've had things where we knew something was going to go wrong or not the deadline. And you're reaching out to the client and saying, you know, I truly apologize. I know this is going on. I want to make you aware of it. And how can we help get this to you a little bit faster? Or what can we do to make this better for you? You're trying to offer that solution along with letting them know or keeping them aware or being transparent on what's happening around them. It's probably a different scenario than you mess up the job and then have to go back to say, I'm sorry, and take it from there.
Yeah. So I think there's a human apology, a relationship apology, and then there's a customer service apology. And I'm not sure they're the same. You know, yeah. A customer service apology might be, we're really sorry this is happening, but it's a customer service technique. You know, they read it in a book, it's in the call sheet.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you for having this conversation with me about apologies, professional or otherwise. I look forward to having another conversation with you all again very soon.